Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus here on this Wednesday evening on Blog Talk Radio on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today we're having a Halloween special, and I'm sorry, I don't normally let my intro run long. I was trying to load Thriller, and for some reason my computer wanted to compress it. I don't know why. Thriller is not that long, okay? But anyway, today's show is about spooky and scary experiences. Anything happen to you that you just can't explain, or would anyone believe you? So call in and tell us your scary stories or events that might have happened. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So I see there's a caller on the line, so let me bring the caller in. Probably got a good, juicy story for us, y'all. Okay, caller 561, you're on the air. Come on. Oh, what happened? You left, huh? Okay. Well, anyway, I do have a story that I want y'all to listen into. I think you'll enjoy it. It's from the book of Spooky Massachusetts, and it's an excerpt. And this is called Black Magic. I think you'll enjoy this story.
Mad Henry was a hermit who lived alone in a decrepit mansion at the edge of town. Rumors were rife about the wild-eyed man. Some folks said that he was a magician called upon the powers of darkness to wreak havoc upon his neighbors. Others called him a mad doctor who could restore life to foul corpses from this local cemetery. No respectable citizen in town had anything to do with Mad Henry. Then one year, a new family moved to town with a lovely daughter, Rachel, who caught Mad Henry's eye. He showered the maiden with gifts, goblets of pure gold, necklaces of pearl, and a pot of daisies that never dropped a single petal. Despite the gifts, Rachel fell in love with another, Jeffrey, a handsome young man just home from university. A week after meeting, they eloped, leaving behind a stunned Mad Henry. When Rachel and Jeffrey returned from the elopement, they threw a big ball and invited everyone in town. While Rachel was waltzing with her father, she suddenly heard a clap of thunder. Lightning flashed again and again. Suddenly, the double doors blew open and a breeze whirled in, bringing with it the smell of dead, decaying things. Mad Henry loomed in the doorway, pupils gleaming red with anger. He was followed by the grotesque figures of the dead, who came marching two by two into the room. Their eye sockets glowed with blue fire as they surrounded the room. Two of the corpses captured Jeffrey and threw him down at the feet of the Lord. Red eyes gleaming, Mad Henry drew a silver-bladed knife and casually cut the bridegroom's throat from ear to ear. Rachel screamed and ran forward, pushing through the foul, stinking corpses of the dead, and flung herself upon her dying husband. "Kill us both!" she cried desperately. But Mad Henry plucked the lass out of the pool of blood surrounding her dead husband and carried her into the thundering night. Behind him, the army of the dead turned from the grisly scene and followed their master. The sounds of thunder and lightning faded away as the alchemist and his dead companions disappeared into the dark night. Jeffrey's father and Rachel's father gathered a small mob and followed the evil hermit, intent upon saving Rachel. When they searched Mad Henry's house, they found it completely empty save for a light, which shone from a series of mysterious globes that bobbed near the ceiling of each room. Mad Henry had vanished. Search parties scoured the countryside for days, but turned up nothing. Jeffrey was buried in the local cemetery, and a dance hall was torn down. No one in town spoke about what had happened, and no one dared imagine what had become of poor Rachel. A year to the day after the ball, a timid knock sounded upon the door of Rachel's parents' homes. When her father opened it, he saw a gaunt gray figure on the stoop. Her eyes were dulled with exhaustion and pain. It was Rachel. Her tongue had been cut out so she couldn't speak. But when she produced a knife from her tattered garment, the knife of a silver blade that they had last seen in the hands of Mad Henry, the gleam of satisfaction in Rachel's eyes told them the streaks of blood that coated the knife were those of Mad Henry. That night, Rachel died in her sleep with a peaceful smile upon her ravaged face.
Ooh.
creepy, 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 huh? Okay, let me take a break for a minute. I'm trying to see, can I load some other stuff for you? But anyway, how about a little Barry White? And wait a minute, before I get ahead of myself, which I am. Friday show, Friday Traffic Jams, which is on Spreaker.com. I'll be doing Halloween music, mostly back in the day, old school Halloween music, Thriller, Ghostbusters, just a lot of stuff. But I think you really enjoy it, so be sure and tune in. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, so adjust the time for your area. That's Friday Traffic Jams on Spreaker.com from 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, and of course, Sunday, I'm back, y'all. So Sunday, be sure and tune in for free psychic readings at 3 p.m. with Linus and Miss Nina. I am back. I understand Nina did it last Sunday, and she did pretty good. So anyway, we're both back, so be sure and tune in Sunday. It's from 3 to 4:30 on blogtalkradio.com/Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. All righty, well, we're going to get on. Oh, I see Miss Nina's coming to the room. Let's see what little scary story she got. Hold on. Good evening, Miss Nina. Oh, that wasn't Miss Nina? Okay, sorry. I thought it was her. Well, listen, I just want to put something out there. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this before, but have you ever just, like, found money around your house? Unknowingly, like maybe some pennies or dimes. I think pennies are pretty common. But anyway, or dimes and nickels. I believe that's like a spirit trying to reach you or talk to you. I believe that. And so they leave money. Or you might know relatives have passed on that liked a lot of change or whatever. But I don't know if you ever noticed that, you know, around your house. Or have you ever thought you lost something in the house and then it turned up later somewhere else? Now that's scary. Because, you know, maybe you left it on the couch and where did you find it? In the washing machine. Really? Okay. Just food for thought. Little odd things. Okay, let me bring in Nina. Nina, you here? Or this is not Nina. Hello, area code 780. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Okay, I guess you just want to listen to the show. Well, that's okay.
No, it's me, Linus.
Oh, now I just lost you. Jeez, come on, come back. Oh, God, come on. Nina.
I did it.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, well, I did the Black Magic. It was a story from Massachusetts. It was really kind of scary. A guy was telling the story, but it was good. So anyway, what stories do you have to share?
I don't really have too many. I don't get frightened easily, so I guess that's why I don't have too many.
I hear you. Me either.
Other than that time when I had you and Brenda on the phone and I had all those noises in the house, remember that?
No.
Yeah, it was a year or so ago, and there was the banging noises in the house, and the TV in the playroom kept going off and on.
Oh, God, no, I forgot. Oh, that is crazy. When did this happen? Last year?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
you
God.
And Brenda were on the phone with me, and, yeah, we were trying to figure out where they were coming from and couldn't figure it out because I was home. I had rare occurrence. I was here in the house all by myself. It was daylight hours, and we couldn't figure out why the TV kept going on and off in the playroom and where these banging noises were coming from.
So did you go into your spiritual to find out?
Nah. I figured whoever it was trying to get my attention. They were just trying to get my attention.
No, go ahead.
They were trying to get my attention. I just figured, well, you got my attention now, so either let me know what you want or go away. So they went away.
There you go. Yeah. Now we have the rest of the story, y'all. There you go. You know, that's kind of something to talk about real quick, too, how people, because I always believe angels are around us in different spirits, but they scare people sometimes and they don't know how to accept it or how to deal with that. You know, can be spooky to some people. I would just say if you believe, you know, ask. Are they for the good, or if not, then leave.
Well, exactly. And I think as long as you voice your concerns, they're generally listened to, I guess, depending on whether it's an evil spirit or not. But generally, they're not. Not at my house, anyways.
Yeah. Have you ever had your phone ring and nobody was there? I know there's probably people listening to the show that might have had that occur. And go answer the phone and there's no one there. It's not even like a wrong number. It's just blank. I think it's on the other side. They're trying to reach you. And knocking on the walls or at the door, I believe those also are spirits trying to reach you.
Well, that's what happened when I was on the phone with you and Brenda. It was a constant knocking type thing. And somebody was trying to give me some kind of message. It just wasn't working.
I'm not receiving today. Catch me tomorrow.
yeah, something like that. And the only time I think I've ever been really, truly frightened is my sister and her friend were fooling around with a Ouija board. And unless you know what you're doing, a Ouija board is an absolute no-no. And the spirit didn't attack them, but it did come after me. And it was back when I was probably not as strong spiritually as I am now and psychically as I am now. And he actually came and he had, you know, it was typical black, red eyes, spooky, kind of scary type thing. And it actually took me 3 days before I finally figured out, Nina, all you have to do is stand up to it and tell it to go away. And once I did that, it was gone. But, you know, it took me praying and centering myself and realizing that I was strong enough to do this.
Yes, yes. That's another thing, yeah. And I know it's Halloween, but you're right. You have to believe in yourself and know that you can handle this.
You know, and I know not everybody has all these types of things happening to them, and they probably think I'm a little bit nutty, but it did happen. That's all I'm going to say. It did happen. I'm not crazy.
Oh, no, most definitely. Fair belief. Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. But things like that, I know people do question, you know, the sounds of knocks or money showing up in their house and... What else happens weird?
Oh, wow. There's so many things that can happen.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said there's so many things that can happen that we can't explain. You know, and you either brush it off as, just something that happened, or you maybe try and find an answer to what it was and why. I see and feel spirits all the time. Generally, my house seems to be like a train station. They're just coming through. So, yeah, they come through and move on and go on to other things. And I have one little spirit that's a prankster, and he pulls practical jokes on me all the time. Hiding things, that's another thing. Like things, like you said earlier, things disappearing and showing up in other spots. You probably have a prankster.
I know I did something I had on the couch, and like I said, I went to put the clothes in the dryer, and I saw something dark in there. I was like, what the heck is that? I was like, how the hell did that get in the dryer? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, strange things like that happen. Well, listen, since it's Halloween, and I know they have different shows on TV, how do you feel about these shows, Ghost Adventures and Hauntings and things like that?
How do I feel about them? I think I don't watch them, so that's I guess I can't really form an opinion on them. I have watched a couple of ghost searching or seeking type shows before and just thought they were so incredibly phony I couldn't watch them anymore. You know, there's some things, maybe they are real, you know, maybe they are really doing something, but some of them I just find that, yeah, okay, that's, doesn't look like anything I've ever experienced, but, you know, who am I to say? Yeah. Like I said, I've only watched a couple because I've just found the ones that I did watch were so incredibly boring and phony that I couldn't stand to watch them anymore.
Well, I'll tell you one that, and I watched it for the comedy because it was funny to me, was Ghost Adventures with Zach and I can't think of the other two guys. I mean, it's just funny as heck to me. But the only thing I didn't like about him, they would taunt the ghosts. Well, they taunted the ghosts until one time one of the team members took, the ghosts went home with them. And it was a totally different scenario. And you know, so now he has a respect for the unknown, for a ghost, or, you know, whatever, he doesn't taunt him, but that's how his program began. You know, they taunt him like, come on out after me if you're so bad, and blah, blah, blah. Well, one day it happened, and I said that when I watched the show. I said, you better be careful what you ask for, because you may be calling up a demon or something like that. It may not be just somebody that died in that town. So,
you have to have a healthy respect, that's for sure, because they were at one time people that walked on this earth. So, you know, have a healthy respect for the spirit world, and they'll respect you, is how I feel anyways. Mind you, I've got so much protection around my house, I don't think evil can come in anymore. So, I don't like to deal with the darker side.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I know those investigations do have purpose, but it should be done the right way. Now, the other show, I'm sorry?
My friend Holly, who is running Wolf Paranormal Investigations outside of Calgary, Alberta, and there's also a second branch in BC now, they do things right. They have all the equipment. They don't go out and taunt. They have total respect for the spirit world. And she has not, to my knowledge anyways, been able to prove that what they've contacted or, you know, had the feelings or the people had the feelings that there is spirits there. They felt them, but they haven't got anything on camera
concrete
or anything.
Proof,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, it's, I guess you either believe or you don't. I don't know if you can actually get concrete proof.
Well, I do believe this, is sometimes when you're in a domain, whether you're renting or buying a house, and it just looks like trouble after trouble after trouble, that is not where you should be. You need to get the hell up out of there as soon as possible. Because even the universe is telling you that is not a good energy or a good place to be. But, you know, you have some people say that, oh, God, I just got through that. Now something else has happened. Like, where do you live and what are you doing? You know, don't bring
exactly.
that energy upon you. But, and I do believe that we as human beings, certain directions are more high power for us energy. Like for me, the West. It's very powerful for me. I don't know about you, Nina, but anything west, it goes very well for me. It goes very well. So, and east, I don't do good at all living in the east. I don't know. Just bad energy, I guess, would be the best thing to say.
I haven't found, I guess maybe because I haven't really lived in any place that's been bad for me. I guess I'm lucky that way. People have lived with me that were bad for me. But, I haven't come across a house, per se, that has been bad for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people now, they are calling on psychics and feng shui people before they buy their homes to see if it's a good fit or not. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's really interesting. But I can understand about the psychic, because some homes, if they're like, you know, 20 or 30 years older, well, yeah, some things could have occurred in that house. Sickness, somebody could have died, or maybe a baby was born. You know, it have to be bad. Like you say, you know, it
yeah.
could be good, maybe something good. But you need to know this before going in, what it's like. I just realized something on the house I was looking at, Nina, that I realized there's a room to the right. When I walked in and went through the house, it's shut up. It's closed off, not only from the hallway, but the other room. I know. Weird, huh? I even looked it up, the pictures of the property, and I was like, how come that room is closed off? So it's like, no.
Yeah, you kind of ask questions and or go in the actual room to kind of figure things out, I think. Because I am a Reiki master, of course, I use a lot of Reiki and, you know, sweet grass and sage and all that kind of neat stuff to smudge. Use my crystals, and that usually will keep out anything unwanted.
Okay. Yeah, I have crystals around my house, too.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful if you know how to use them properly, that's for sure.
Yes, they are. Why does Simba keep drinking the water out my crystal dish by the door? Because I have water in it with the crystal. And I kept saying, why is this water going down? I caught him the other day. I said, Simba, you got a bowl of water. Fresh, clean, brawny, or bronze, whatever it is, good water. Why are you over here drinking this? But maybe there's something in that crystal that attracts him to that bowl of water with the crystal in it, huh?
Well, it could be that, or my cats like to, I don't drink out of open water glasses anymore, because they drink out of my water glass if I do.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. Maybe they just think mom's water's better. I don't know.
That is the truth. That is the truth. Okay, what else can we talk about? Oh, we need to mention this. You know, you have children. Halloween, if you're not participating, it'd be nice, folks, and this is all the listening audience, put a sign on your door that you're not participating, but, you know, you wish your kids a good night. Mm-hmm. I think that would be very helpful because then you don't have kids coming at every door. You don't want to be bothered or be rude. Just put a sign out that you're not participating and the kids can go on to the next house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, and I... Something that's going on up here, I don't know what, I think, believe it's going on in the U.S. as well, is if you have a turquoise pumpkin out, if you put that color out, it means you're not participating as well. Something I just learned this week, which I did not know about before. So for some strange reason, they have decided that this turquoise or greenish color blue is the color to put out if you are not participating in Halloween candy. Now, there's many reasons for people not to participate, you know, religious reasons maybe, and maybe they're mm-hmm. financially strapped and really can't afford to do it.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's
you know, and there's so many people in this economy nowadays that just cannot afford to do it.
Yeah, that's true. And the candy has gotten so expensive now. You don't get anything like you used to. You get big old bags for $5 or $3.50. Now you're paying $7 or $8 for a half a pound of candy. I'm like, are you kidding me? I might as well go to the 99-cent store and get that cheap stuff there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get the cheap stuff, Lennis. You might get egged.
The kids will come back, huh? That's the lady that gave us some penny candies.
Well, it's the big kids I worry about more than the little ones. That's for darn sure. The little ones are always appreciative, no matter what you give them.
Oh, Lord, yes. Ain't that the truth? And parents, please be cognizant of your surroundings while you are out with your children. You know, always be cognizant back and forth and side to side and see who's coming to the door, of course, when your children go up to trick-or-treat. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I hope the kids have a wonderful, wonderful time. I do. So, well, let's see. I've got some urban legends, maybe a couple of stories or so. This one is called Black Aggie. When Felix Angus put up the life-size shrouded bronze statue of a grieving angel seated on a pedestal in the Agnes family plot in Drood Ridge Cemetery. Must be overseas in England. Yeah, I guess Black Aggie. He had no idea what he had started. The statue was a rather eerie figure by day. Frozen in a moment of grief and terrible pain, at night the figure was almost unbelievable creepy. The shroud over its head obscured the face until you were so close to it, there was a living air about the grieving angels as if its arms could really reach out and grab you if you weren't careful. Next one is the Black Dog of Hanging Hills. He smiled as he sipped at his coffee. It had been an excellent hike. He was glad his friend had recommended coming to the Hanging Hills in Connecticut. Not the first place that had come to his mind when considering a vacation, but it was beautiful here. When his friend arrived tomorrow, they would tackle some of the more challenging terrain. Huh. Let me see if I can get more of the story. Did you have a nice hike? Asked the innkeeper as she refilled his cup. Yes, indeed. I had some unexpected company, he said with a smile. Really? I thought you were the only one crazy enough to go hiking in the rain, she teased. It was a little black dog, he said. Cute fella. Followed me all the way up the mountain and down again. He looked up from his coffee to see the innkeeper's face had gone pale. A black dog? She asked. That's not good. He said, why not? We have a saying around here, she replied, and if a man shall meet the black dog once, it shall be for joy, and if twice, it shall be for sorrow, and if it's three times, he shall die. He laughed. That's just superstition. That's what Mr. Pinchon said. He saw the black dog twice. The second time he saw the dog, the friend he was climbing with fell to his death. And later, Mr. Pinchon decided to climb the same mountain, and he died, too. Everyone here believes he saw the dog just before he fell. Nonsense. It was just a cute stray, he said uneasily. She shrugged, took the coffee pot over to her other customers. His friend arrived the next morning, and they both laughed about the story of the black dog. They set out on their climb. About halfway up the mountain, he looked up and saw the black dog. There's the dog, he called to his friend. And then his foot slipped, and he plunged down the side of the hill, desperately grabbing and sampling in rocks, trying to halt his descent. It seemed to take forever for him to stop sliding. There was a stabbing pain in his leg. When he looked at it, his head swimming, it was bent at an odd angle. They had to send in a mountain rescue team to get him down. At the hospital, they told him his leg was broken in two places, and he was very lucky it wasn't worse. You know, that was a very strange fall, his friend said uneasily. You don't really think it had anything to do with that black dog? He looked down at the cast that extended all the way up to his hip. I don't know, but I don't really want to find out. Next time, let's go to Colorado. And his friend agreed. And that's the story of the Black Dog of Hanging Heels. Okay. that was too cute.
I love all these legendary stories. They're so funny.
Yes. The urban legends, yes, ma'am, they are. They sure are. I don't read about Bloody Mary, Dancing with the Devil. No. Well, let me see. What other sci-fi stuff can we talk about? We don't have to go the full hour. We about covered. I'm trying to think what other. I'm trying to think what happened. God, a lot of creepy stuff. Well, I'm like you, Nina. I don't find it creepy, so I shouldn't say that. Because sometimes, like you, my house will get crowded. What spirits, and I just say, you know what, unless you got something to talk about, whatever, you need to leave because it's suffocating me up here. And I have to open the doors and the windows and, you know, something out. There's too many people in here. Too many spirits, really. But, out. But I don't seem to have a problem either. But, you know, our belief is different. The average person doesn't believe they would be scary of something like that, or some coolness, they felt cold air around them, or something warm and happy. But because we're spiritual and we accept what is and know even more of the unknown, we kind of just deal with the spiritual world like they're everyday people right here in front of us, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think when I was younger and wasn't too sure about what was going on, I think I was probably a little bit more afraid. I don't even know if afraid is the right, maybe just inquisitive, I guess. And, of course, because my mom passed away when I was so young, I had nobody to ask. So I learned to kind of deal on my own and, you know, started reading a little bit and learning a little bit more. And as I grew older and reached my teens, of course, some of my friends were psychic as well. So they helped because talk amongst ourselves. You know, we talked amongst ourselves and tried to figure out things as best we could. And I'm still here, so I guess we figure things out.
I think that's great. I'm trying to see if there's another story. Oh, okay, here's a little short story. This is an Oklahoma ghost story. You can't get out. One dark, windy night, the town drunk was meandering his way home after the bar closed. Somehow he got turned around and ended up walking through the churchyard instead of taking the road home. The wind picked up, and he thought he could hear a voice calling his name. Suddenly, the ground opened up in front of him, and he fell down, down into an open grave. He could hear the voice clear now, calling to him. He knew it was the devil coming for him, just like the preacher said, on account of him being the town drunk. The hole was very deep, and inside it was pitch black. His eyes adjusted to the darkness after a few moments, and he made out a form sitting in the darkness with him. It called his name, and he scrambled away in fear, trying to climb out of this terrible grave. Then the figure spoke, "You can't get out." Excuse me. The drunk gave a shout of pure terror. Ah! Leaped straight up more than 6 feet. He caught the edge of the hole in his hand, scrambled out, and ran for home as fast as he could. Inside the open grave, his neighbor Charlie sighed in resignation. He'd fallen into the hole a few minutes before his friend and had thought that together they might help each other climb out. Now he was going to have to wait until morning and get the mortician to bring him a ladder. That's funny. Oh, my God. That's what you get. Oh, boy. Well, Miss Nina, you got anything else to add? Because if not, I'll close it out early. I feel a coughing spill coming off.
Oh, dear. Don't cough. I don't really have anything else to add other than, be very careful with your kids, not because of spirits or anything else, but because of drivers and any kind of weird human-type people that may be out. We just experienced a full moon, so some of the craziness still might be around from that. And it is on a Saturday night, so we're going to have all kinds of mischief, I do believe, on that night. Some of it good, some of it probably not so good. So just be aware of what's going on with your kids. If your kids are older, be aware of what they're up to as well. Because I remember way back when I was a young teenager, buying eggs myself.
Let's get that neighbor down the street. She's mean. Or he's mean.
No, actually, we went after friends. We didn't go after anybody else.
Oh, God, y'all were a mess.
But we had fun.
I know, that's right. Me and Carl weren't allowed out. We had to stay home and give out candy. I thought that's what parents were for. The kids supposed to be somewhere playing and partying. But anyway. Well, all right. I hope that everyone enjoyed the show. A couple announcements. Again, I'll be back Sunday, me and Miss Nina, on Free Psychic Reading Sunday at 3:00 Pacific Time. On the East Coast, it'd be, what, 6 o'clock, right? Yes, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. We're back in full effect. Everything is fine. So we'll be glad to take your questions and give you the best answers to the best of our knowledge and our feelings. So be sure and join us Sunday for free psychic reading with Linus and Miss Nina at 3 p.m. And then Friday, I'll be back Friday for Friday Traffic Jams, and it's going to be a Halloween special. Boy, do I have some music. Old and, well, no new. So I'll just say old school, but you'll enjoy it. I tried to load some on for today's show, but it just, I don't know, Blog Talk Radio wouldn't accept it. So, oh, well, that's okay.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to play Thriller and Ghostbusters, and it wouldn't let me download it. Their system wouldn't accept that music. And I got it from Amazon, so whatever. That's okay. I got it from a Friday show, so we'll have a good time. Let's see, what else? Next Wednesday will be the first, right? First Wednesday of November, huh? Yep.
Yep.
So we'll be starting. And you know what, Miss Nina, before I close out, you know what I was thinking for the month of November, every Sunday, I know that I do prayer, but I thought instead of that, each caller to tell what they're thankful for and then go ahead with the question. What you think?
Yeah, that's a really good idea because on my page on Facebook, Passage to Empowerment, I've started a 21-day gratitude challenge.
Oh, okay.
So as of today, I'm on day 3, and they say it to make something stick with you, it takes 21 days to make it a habit. So I am going to do this every day for 21 days, and I am hoping that by the end of that 21 days it will come to me naturally, and I will continue to do that every day.
Okay.
What I'm grateful for. Today I only came up with 2, but that's good enough. You know, as long as I'm grateful for something, that's
Amen.
A good thing.
Amen.
So,
I agree with you.
Yeah,
totally.
That is what I'm going to be doing. I want to turn my life more to the positive than the negative, and just steer clear away from any negativity. So that's what I'm doing, and I think that would be a really great idea to do for our psychic readings as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? You want to speak about that on Sunday and tell people to go to your page and they can copy and paste and tell you about their 21 days.
Yeah,
you know, at the end
to
discuss it. Yeah, because I might do it too. That would be good for the month of November. I like that. Grateful for 21 days.
And then, you know, like they say, that's 21 days. That's when it forms a habit. And you know, if you're forming a good habit, that's really great. So you know, 21 days of exercising, then you continue on after that, right? And
mm-hmm.
I figured with the gratitude, I do the 21 days of gratitude and continue on after that.
Well, there you go. Sounds beautiful to me. All good, sister girl.
Oh, thank you.
It's all good.
And I plan on sometime in November to actually have a Passage to Empowerment show on a Monday evening, but I haven't actually picked a Monday yet. I'm still working on it. I have a very special guest that I'm going to be putting on my first show. So I'm kind of just waiting until that happens.
Okay. Well, we look forward to it. We look forward
Thank
to it.
You.
Sounds good. Yes, ma'am. Look forward
and
to
you'll
it.
You'll be the
November's
first to
November's going
to
be a good month.
It is.
Look,
it is.
You're the manager. But, November will be a good month, I believe, all the way around. So I think we'll have a blessed month in November, and hopefully December will be even better.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Things are going to, I think, turn around, I think, for a lot of people. Everything is changing right now, and it's going to change for the positive. Just keep believing in the positive and get all that negative thoughts out of your head, and everything will turn around for you.
Yep, amen. All righty, well, me and Miss Nina are going to call it a show. We thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And don't forget, Friday, Traffic Jams on Spreaker.com and from 4 to 6. And, of course, Sunday, me and Miss Nina, free psychic readings at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 on the East Coast. So be there, or as the kids say, be square, but be there. And with that, we're going to start the music and go on out. Thank you, Miss Nina, and have a good week. I know the kids are going to enjoy it at your house.
Oh, yeah, they always do.
Mm-hmm. I know this is true. Okay, well, have a good week, and I will probably talk to you Saturday. If not, you know, I'll talk to you Sunday before the show.
You bet. Love you, Lennis.
Love
have a good
you
evening,
too.
Everyone.